The following Vice presentation contains extremely graphic violence. Viewers who are disturbed by uncensored violent acts may wish to watch another video. Viewer discretion is strongly advised.
Wire.
No way!
Because like, if I swing and I hit it, you, now it's stuck on you, and I gotta like rip it off. As opposed to just a plain bat, I could be bam, bam, bam. You know?
You know when you see a chair like this, that has been used on someone's head. DJ Hyde. He's basically the one-man show that it takes to make a tournament of this kind happen every year. Tournament of Death has been going on for 15 years. But this isn't like any sort of wrestling that you saw on TV at WrestleMania and things like that. It's pro wrestlers just the same, but they're gonna be using all manner of weapons to injure each other for the entertainment of the thousands of people that come from all over the world to see deathmatch wrestling.
That's real.
Okay.
That is so real. Oh my fucking God.
Ah! How's your butt, Timmy?
This is the preeminent tournament of this type of wrestling in the world. And I assure you, it's gonna be unlike anything you've ever seen before.
Go for some blood. Tell me if there's blood, Jimmy.
Okay.
No blood.
Nothing.
Yes.
You could argue the suburbs of Delaware have an insatiable appetite for hardcore wrestling. DJ Hyde was a pro wrestler for years and has traveled the world, competing for companies like WWE and Big Japan Pro Wrestling. Now, he is the sole owner of one of the most popular wrestling companies in the area, Combat Zone Wrestling, aka CZW. In fact, the former WWE champion, Dean Ambrose, trained at DJ Hyde's wrestling school, an element of CZW. By WWE standards, it's clear CZW is an indie operation on a scant budget. CZW's hardcore headquarters is DJ's grandmother's suburban home, where he also lives with his wife, Lauren.
You're already sunburned.
I've been outside all day.
After spending a few hours with DJ, there's no question he is CZW. Even his bedroom has been converted into CZW's official mass DVD production facility.
If we go in my basement, I have tons of this crap, but like, this show right here was our WrestleMania show. There's two guys right there, Masada and Matt Tremont, who are in Tournament of Death. This hasn't been done, and this show's been asked about.
Okay.
So literally at 6 a.m., I'll be making this.
And then put on a show tomorrow.
Basically, that's what I do. I sit on this computer and turn it off for a sec.
It's funny because WWE, it's like this one person that controls everything, you know, in Vince McMahon. But with CZW, it's like one person not just controlling things, but actually physically having to do practically everything.
Like here, I'll give you an example. So like everybody has to go and get blood tests. You can't get a permit until everything's done. I have to submit all this paperwork. Then I have to have four other permits to get this permit.
So, like, people in wrestling are, you know, tough as a matter of course. Have you ever had any sort of run-ins that have put you on the other side of the law?
Basically, my background was in sports. I was a four-year All-American football player. I went to Penn State. I had a full scholarship. I tore my ACL and my MCL on my right leg my first day there.
Whoa.
9 surgeries later, I got out into the real world and, you know, I started working at banks and I was making a lot of money. You know, crazy sick money. I went to a party and I drank 2 fifths tequila that night. So I decided to drive home and how I got there, I don't remember. Basically, I walked in the middle of something I should have seen. And my girlfriend at the time was sleeping with another man. So I threw that guy out of a three-story window in our house. And when the cop showed up, I was beating him in the face, and the first cop came and just grabbed me, and I just hurled them over me, and the second cop and I just went right in their face. And then I got hit with a taser, and I woke up at Troop 2 in Newcastle. And then I went to Gander Hill State Penitentiary, which is in Wilmington, and I was there for about 8 months. Basically, when I was there, I lost everything. I was the biggest wrestling fan you ever met, so me, that was always there. But, stupid fans. Give me one moment. Combat Zone Wrestling, how may I help you? Hello? Tell Margaret. Wasting my time. Oh, yeah, we showed you these. Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot you had those in your hands. Those are razor blades. So basically what we do is we take these, break them like so, and then cut their heads. This is how they bleed for the most part. But if you look at it realistically, if somebody's getting hit in the head with a barbed wire bat, a normal person is going to be like, how's that guy not bleeding?
Yeah. Well, I guess that's why, you know, people complain about wrestling not making sense, because now we see in MMA, when someone gets punched in the face, you can bleed.
Yeah, but if you see real fights too, really? How many? You've seen tons of guys, they get hit 10 times, nothing.
Yeah, but like,
it's technique. We're supposed to be professionally trained athletes that know how to do this.
Yeah.
Like, taking a pile driver, that's a real move, it can kill you.
Oh yeah.
Everything we do, like here, I'm gonna bar your hand.
I know where this is.
So this is a wrist lock. So how would you sell it? Show everybody how you sell it. Okay, so see my thumbs? See where they are? Watch this. Ah! I can break his wrist with my thumb.
Good.
See?
You totally could break my wrist right now if you wanted to.
That's a wrist lock. That's one of the most basic holds we do.
I'm glad DJ and I have this thing where he didn't break my wrist because we're friends.
An hour drive from DJ's house is his parents' farm in rural Delaware, and we're here to help him set up for CZW's biggest event of the year.
The ring's gonna be like right here.
And while a farm in the middle of Delaware may sound like a strange place to hold a major wrestling event, Delaware is one of only a few states where it's still legal to present deathmatch wrestling, the most violent, brutal form of wrestling entertainment.
I feel like this is my CZW trainee virtual reality program.
And in the world of deathmatch wrestling, nothing compares to DJ Hyde's Tournament of Death.
Given the injuries and given the real risk of serious bodily harm, what keeps wrestlers coming back?
A lot of guys, it's just different scenarios. Like, some guys, this is what they always want to do. Realistically, some guys, they need the money. They got bills. Mm-hmm. And you're only making so much. On a bad end, I would assume, as long as it's nice like this tomorrow, we'll draw 1,000 people at $25 a piece. That's a $25,000 show. The show's probably gonna cost about $20 to put on, okay? So if I make $5,000, that's great. And then I gotta reinvest that and then take out, hey, we need flyers. Hey, we're taking out a billboard, which is like $1,000 a month. Hey, plus I gotta pay my mortgage. Hey, I gotta pay my cell phone bill, which keeps going off. So now I'm probably only gonna make about $1,000. That's really not a lot of money. And the goal of the business is to make money.
My first time carrying a board full of nails. Probably my first time carrying.
Set it down, nails up.
Don't worry. It might be my first time, but I'm no rookie.
By the time the show starts, this entire area will be filled with stuff that the fans bring.
So what's the craziest weapon you've seen a fan bring?
Gun.
A gun?
Yeah. Straight off gun. Sword. Marvin had a sword one time, and it was like freshly sharpened. And he's like, I'm just taking it to the ring. So I was, there's ways to take things. There's ways to do stuff. So like these, Damien, this is called a gusset plate. So do you know what they use these things for?
Is it for construction when you're?
See how we have gusset plates holding those boards in the place? Yeah, it's what they use to hold roofs together in houses.
Oh.
So we'll make a gusset plate board. Or maybe you'll put these like on a bat. Now picture this.
Oh my.
Like I said, like that automatically is in, like it's already in my head. Now, I'm not putting the pressure on this, but picture somebody like me or Masada going and jamming this into you. This is a Kenzan. What these are used for is actually making floral designs.
Kobayashi, Jimmy, right? That's probably the craziest one that I've seen done. Kobayashi went here, was it Nikki?
Nikki
hit him here and drove it into his head.
With a chair.
With a chair.
Ah.
And like I said, the chairs are,
oh,
they're real steel chairs. We had to get it out of him, so we had to hold him down, put our feet on him, and take a pair of pliers and pull it out.
Oh.
It's the same thing with like anything simple, like chair shots we've been seeing for years. And you hit with a flat safe side.
Well, if you want, you can do it on, I'll do it with a back shot. I'm taking a lot of hits.
So you'll see guys will go, they'll do this, they'll go, and then they'll come here. You want to hit him here. Same thing with bumping. So what's happening is, see how I'm holding it low, but I'm going to let my fingers give a little give, and then,
oh, god damn!
It sucks for a second. Now, take a look at the chair. We technically broke this chair.
Yo, on my back, DJ! On my fucking back!
It's not that bad.
That's pretty bad. The answer ain't no riddle. About to have the game start like I'm the middle. Won't give it back. Boom, hook. Check my triple. Stay assertive
while you are the brothers' fizzles. Let's go to today's no, no. The creator of this company and the original owner is John Zandig. And, at the last show, he came out and interrupted me in a promo.
Let me tell you something about John Zandig.
What the hell? What the hell? He's here! What the hell?
So, I am traditionally, character-wise, the bad guy. When I mean the bad guy, the crowd will chant, fuck you, DJ, and stuff like that at me.
Yeah.
John is like the equivalent of Hulk Hogan to them. Basically, with John, he ran the company for a decade and took it from being this little indie in Jersey to this international phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
He's older, he's got a lot of kids, he's got a real job. And he kind of just, mentally, I think he wasn't there. And for me, when I came back to CZW, here was Swimming Death 8. Mm-hmm. And, I handled it all. And he's like, you're gonna make a good promoter someday. And then 2 months later, I own the company. And I basically mortgaged my grandmother's house to buy it.
Wow. Do kids come watch too, or is it mainly adults or all sorts?
Whatever shows up.
Whatever shows up.
The time has arrived. All of DJ's hard work boils down to this day. Fans from across the country are pouring into his family's farm while the final preparations are being made for Tournament of Death 15. T-shirt vendors are setting up. Paramedics are preparing for the worst. And support staff are making sure the instruments of pain are excruciating. To the delight of fans, many of the most famous names in deathmatch wrestling have assembled here. Today's show, as it shapes up, promises to be the best one yet.
First time?
That's right.
Seasoned veteran and legend. Were you like wanting to be a wrestler, or were you specifically wanting to be a deathmatch wrestler?
I like to think I'm one of the most versatile wrestlers out there, more known for non-deathmatch style.
Yeah.
But I thoroughly enjoy stepping into this world and hopefully proving that I can belong in this style too. And if you're going to do that hardcore style, Masada's one of the best deathmatch wrestlers on the entire planet.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be in a tournament, you might as well lock up with him.
With everything that hurts physically, there's like a mental anxiety behind it. And when you can completely alleviate all the mental anxiety behind what you're about to do, the physical aspect of it really isn't all that bad. Like, yeah, it's a lot of it doesn't feel good, but what I'm doing really isn't that much compared to what you think it is. To what it is to you, it's different to what it is to me.
I think the main thing is, like, there's a loyal fan base, and it's not just here. I mean, it's all over the world. Mm-hmm. So when people, like, appreciate what you do and they support it, like, this is the biggest tournament actually going on in the world. Everybody knows Tournament of Death.
Yeah.
And everybody knows CZW.
As the line builds, so does the anticipation. And one thing is becoming very clear. The fans are not here to see DJ.
Do you guys feel like a stronger connection to this company than ownership or anything like that?
Oh, definitely. Masada, yeah. Danny, Dev.
What could you ask for?
Well, what happens if I say DJ Hyde? What does that mean to you?
He's a pussy.
Oh, there we go.
Why?
What?
He puts himself over.
Oh, he trained this,
he trained that. He didn't train shit. Two words, John Zandig, or should I get three? John fucking Zandig.
Oh.
Which one?
Oh, the last one.
Testify.
John fucking Zandig.
Zandig! Zandig! Zandig!
7 years after the fact, CZW's fan base still prefer the wrestler and former owner, John Zandig. Since his departure, John Zandig has built a saga out of interrupting CZW's events, and the fans are hoping for another one of his colossal disturbances.
What more do you want? John Zandig. He's the founder. He's the original owner of Dub. He started from nowhere, and now, well, DJ, fuck DJ. That's all I gotta say.
All you new guys, man, thank you for being here, man. I believe in all you guys. We're gonna kill it. This is the biggest, best deathmatch room in the world. Show them why. Like, there's a reason why you guys are here. I mean, this thing has been booked for months. Remember, this is my parents' place, man. Like, please be respectful. Please clean up shit. If you need anything, though, please ask. This show needs to make money. Sell your fucking shit. Past that, I love all y'all. And after this, let's go out, get drunk, and have a good time. All right?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Let's finish setting up. If you're doing something crazy, too, make sure fucking James knows.
Yes, yes, yes. You're right.
DJ, take off the truck. Take off the truck.
Okay. You don't want to go through a table?
Go through a table?
Go ahead.
There's a couple. That one? No, not that one. Use that one.
I'd rather land on security, guys.
I'd rather you land on a table.
Would you want to take something?
How fast can you climb up there?
All right, let's find out.
All right. So, what do you want to do, cross?
Yeah, I'd rather jump on a security guys than you.
Okay.
Rather than go through a table.
Hey, it's your idea, man. You get hurt, it's your fault.
I'd really like to thank all of you for coming to the greatest deathmatch tournament in the world. Those guys in the back are gonna bleed and do the craziest stuff imaginable just for you. 15 years of ultra violence, and we're gonna keep this going every single year as long as you people just keep showing up. Who's running for tournament of fucking death? Let's get those weapons out here, because we got some bloodthirsty, crazy son of a bitches.
Someone brought out like a real baby's high chair. Thankfully, the baby was removed, but they're heavy. I cannot imagine having one flung at me. Oh, the classic. Folding chairs are great to hit someone with, as I found out yesterday. But you want to make it even better, put in a little bit of that spiked wire.
The rules of TOD are simple. It's a single elimination tournament with basically no other rules. Each round consists of two wrestlers squaring off using any weapon or tool available, including any implement provided by the crowd. Wrestlers are allowed to leave the ring and fight anywhere on the farm, including the parking lot. And the match ends when a wrestler is pinned down for the count of three. If you lose once, you're out of the tournament.
Crowd busted open, and this right there behind us is the melee. Let's try and get into it. Let's see what's going on.
Oh,
How's the German?
Good. You could have dumped me more.
That's good?
Yeah, great, man. Sorry.
You're good. Is glass okay?
Yeah, fine. Everything's fine. Thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it, dude.
I brought you a souvenir from your first tournament if you wanted to keep
Thank you so much.
I think it's got some of you left on the top.
I'm gonna give it to my mom so she can hang it on the refrigerator.
Exactly. So how does it feel being done your first tournament? Was it what you thought it was gonna be or?
Yeah, it felt great. I know a little bit better when I like watch it back on tape. I just really, you know, I'd say I'm the most outside guy in this tournament. I'm usually known for more of like a technical style. So as long as those fans think that I could hang with the rest of the guys in this tournament, that's all I wanted.
Well, as a fan, you were definitely hanging out there. That was incredible. I really respect, man. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
That's the first one.
How important is merchandise to an independent wrestler?
Well, it's very important. I mean, it's just like anything else, you know? Like, you start, when you sell a t-shirt, you're automatically, like, getting somebody to advertise for you. So it's very important. I mean, it's almost like a band mentality. Like, you have to make money. Like, I know a lot of bands that actually don't make money when they're on tour, but they make a lot of money off the merchandise.
And so how do you unwind after something like this?
I mean, it just depends on how beat up I am. Usually have a beer, try to lay down, try to get a power nap in. Once that adrenaline wears off, yeah, you're in a world of pain. Yeah. So it's kind of one of those things you get used to it, you know what I mean? But there is a tolerance where your body's gonna start breaking down. You can only be in so many car wrecks. But at the end of the day, I gotta pay my bills, so.
Showing why he is the legend. He's a master of inflicting pain on people. And he seems to kind of enjoy it.
Say what you want about what wrestlers do to their bodies for the sake of entertainment. These guys are sincere performers and will do whatever it takes to feed the fans' hunger for violence. It's the fans who shock me the most. Every time one of these deathmatch guys pulls off a painful stunt, the fans salivate for something more extreme and more bloody.
It got me, but it was good, man. Like I said, they can tell, and you hear that thud, that's home, you know what I mean? There's no point of no selling that. And plus, like,
with the drop kick and then the brain buster. Mm-hmm. Like, shit, man.
Oh, yeah, I got plenty of shit.
Yeah.
Not me.
Thank you again, man.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you.
Incredible. That was unbelievable.
Thank you.
How do you feel coming out of that, you know, wrestling with a hero? And
I know what I can do, like, and I know exactly how good that man is.
Yeah.
So no doubt, I knew it was going
to
be good.
And as someone who's grown up a wrestling fan, being here now, seeing what you were able to get out of those people, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, I mean, listening to the crowd.
That crowd was, they would have died for
that. That's why we're here. That's the reason I'm here.
Yeah.
That's awesome. There's nothing better.
I've lived in Delaware my whole life. I've been to all the CZW tournaments to death, and they've all been incredible shows. And the guys, they just love to put on a good performance, and we appreciate it. As fans, we appreciate it. It is an art form.
It's easy for critics to dismiss deathmatch wrestling as fake or an overblown masculine shit show, but there is a genuine artist-to-audience connection here. I've been to massive music festivals, seen Broadway shows, and been to many sporting events alike. And in the case of deathmatch wrestling, the display of unhinged violence leaves you on the edge of your seat. When I think the story's been told and I've become numb to the violence, CZW finds a way to kick it up a disturbing notch.
Yeah, the front looks like less.
All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Fuck. I feel like I need to hold his...
Hold the skin, I think. That'd be better.
I got you.
Hold on.
Sure.
Make it look like it hurts.
It does hurt. Yeah.
You don't look like it hurts.
It's the best thing to do to not panic.
Oh, yeah, I'm
it's
just you need the grip.
Who's doing it now?
It's Shawnee.
I'm holding your head.
Thank you, Shawnee. Shawnee, I was a huge fan. Oh, God damn it.
Be a huge fan, Cannibal.
I'm a huge fan.
Why you put
fuck!
You're not anymore.
It's almost out. One more good.
Somebody hold the skin?
I'm holding your skin down, dude.
All right, one more good pull.
On.
George, we're the same person.
We're the same person.
Alright, here we go.
I feel it too.
I believe in you.
Stand
right there.
Oh
my
God. What, is my phone? Sit on the seat. Somebody sit
on
the seat.
Got it, got it. Joe's on it.
Okay. Ready, set, go.
1, 2, 3, pull.
Nice. The sound that made was
nice.
And you just sat there. It was like, what was I gonna do?
For the record, that was the most manly taking it out since Kobayashi. Because even Kobayashi,
it was okay though.
Yeah, it was good.
That was awesome.
It was good. I think the fans will want you back.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to worry about you coming out to no response next time you're on the ring.
Awesome job, Cannibal.
Thank you.
What do you think it is that attracts all these people here?
It's the most primal instinct. Gather together, watch people battle out to see who's the best. This is the biggest tournament of the year. This is monumental.
What is it that makes you CZW fans the most unique fans in wrestling?
We appreciate deathmatch wrestling. They do it the best. So you get that, and you get that culture that it's built around for so long. You have this, you've got all these people out here in a field in Delaware, 90 degrees out, and no one cares. It's the best day of the year.
Boom, down. Bip, 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 boom, rolling.
No?
Call for the landing.
Call for landing. No, no, no.
Spin you this way.
Spin.
Forearm.
Boom.
Elbow. Sell around.
Sell to the corner. Boom. Ah, belly, belly, overhead, into the corner, into the pain.
Open your mouth. Is there a bug in your mouth? No, it's on your hand. There's a tick on it.
Oh, you scared the shit out of me.
It's right there.
Sucking my blood.
It's a tick back. It's a new organization.
So is there a fear when you're married to someone like DJ, given what his professional vocation is?
Yes, very much so. I'm always afraid he's going to get hurt. Like, 20 years from now, I don't want to be the one pushing him in a wheelchair, like, when we go places. Yeah. But I would, because I love him.
What are some of the aftermaths that you have to deal with?
Well, I will be the one driving him home tonight. I will be helping him take a shower. I will be probably the one popping glass out of him. I will be the one bandaging him up later and tomorrow. I'm like super afraid that he will end up getting hurt, but there's always that fear.
Throughout the history of this company, I've been a bad guy the whole time. When I've tried to be a good guy, it's like I'm not. They just don't accept it here. Pretty much, I'm the ultimate evil. I'm the final boss in a video game, that type of thing. Corners, you can actually see door frame panes of glass.
Zanig's tournament of death is not here. This is my place. And whether you people like it or not, I'm the boss and I'm here to stay.
That bat with the tape was for. Picking up broken glass. CZW fans are not giving DJ Hyde an easy ride. They want Zandig, and they want Zandig back right now. And they're really making sure that DJ Hyde knows how appreciative they are for all the hard work he did in putting on this event today. There's blood on the camera lens. There's blood everywhere.
Give back what's mine! Put him in the machine. I'm burying this motherfucker. Who wants to see DJ buried a fucking lie?
Spent the whole week with DJ Hyde watching him basically work himself ragged trying to make this event come together, you know, and then to watch him do that where he actually just wrestled one of the most violent matches that we saw tonight. It is truly the most surprising thing I've ever seen at a wrestling show. And I'm saying that without any hyperbole. And so DJ seems to be okay. He's talking and stuff like that. So they're just, I guess, cleaning him up, which is gonna be a big process, because there's blood and mud everywhere.
You okay?
I'm the one that had to handle your wife
inside. You all good, bro?
Oh, you hit me in the nuts with it too, but I'm
alright. I'm like, hit him up.
Faves, give me this.
That's by far the worst of it. I cleaned it out as much as I can. It's a nice little flap, so I can get it to the doctor, give like a little stitches or two, and everything else is just dry blood, so once I get to the shower, it'll be all right.
Okay.
All right.
Ah, my back. This is a little cut, but it felt weird.
I'm man up.
I'm fine.
So can you talk a little bit about what you're feeling pain-wise right now?
I'm lightheaded, burning, like the wind is blowing on us. And like, it's just like, there's cuts and there's like, there's flies on me right now. And like, that shower that I'm gonna take soon is gonna
suck.
Oh, it's gonna be bad.
Yeah. I guess this is all the product of the violence we witnessed today. The audience was in love with it. I was in love with it. Is there an ever-increasing need to increase the violence? Is there ever an increasing bloodlust to do something?
For some people and some fans, I think so. There's never enough. You know, you're always trying to go bigger and better, and it has its negatives to where, like, the violence, so we keep having to push the violence.
Yeah.
And then the mainstream people, like, who wants to sponsor us? You know, who wants to give us money so we can invest in buying good equipment, to give fans a better product and to give them something of quality.
Band-Aid should. So how long is it now before you start thinking about TOD 16?
By Monday?
You ain't happy here, then you should take a flight.
to a happy place, and you should stay tonight. Life is great, my dude, when you ain't scared of heights. How you supposed to fly if you scared of heights? If you ain't happy here, then you should take a flight to a happy place, and you should stay tonight. Life is great, my dude, when you ain't scared of heights. How you supposed to fly?
It's still unbelievable to me what DJ and his wrestlers will do for an audience. I mean, most of us work at a desk for a living. These guys smash their faces in for a few hundred dollars. Most of us think of wrestling as being staged, but after experiencing my first TOD, it goes well beyond a script. I'm still not sure how I feel about all the blood and violence, but the spectacle and drama was entertainment on a theatrical level.
But I had an amazing time, and you know what? God love these CZW fans.
You had a good fucking time?
I had the best time, my friend.
Fuck yeah! Well, you gotta end it only one way. CZ fucking W! Right.
What do you say?
Take off. If you ain't scared of heights.